with Hugo Hull at the last stage of the Tour de Beauce, second in the stage, second overall. Hugo, it's got to be emotional a little bit. You know, everybody wants to win. You came so close. Take us from first stage to the end. Take us through the whole journey for you.
I mean, it started pretty fast. The break established with a good number in front. We had Ryan Anderson up there, so it was really good for us. Also, another Canadian, Rob Britton, was up there. He was the best guy on GC, so he was a 140-something, I think. So he put pressure on Xeon, so that was actually pretty good for me because they have to roll pretty hard behind. And Xeon react really well. They ride behind. They stay calm and just control the entire race. And I was really impressed how they rode today and all the tour. They're young, but they are smart and they're strong. So, and then which I think it was with two or three laps to go, we cut a break, and I say now it's time to go. And if I want to get some time, it's now or never. And try in the last two climb, I went full gas in the bottom, and then I couldn't understand. So Great Daniel just sat on my wheels, so I was not strong enough to take a gap and goes away. So that was it. You know, I tried the other lap again. I tried to attack a few times on the circuit, but he always react, and the teammate pretty far into the race. So in French, we're gonna say chapeau to them for the great race they race, and they really how could I say? Deserve the victory here with all the work they've done in the last few days, and they take their responsibility, and I couldn't do better. So.
Well, coming into this stage, what were you hoping to happen in the stage? Were you hoping at some point you might be able to sneak away in a break? What were you thinking coming into this stage?
I think I was expecting exactly what's happened at the beginning. A breakaway goes away. Xeon will ride behind because they're pretty confident and they're pretty strong, so I was expecting that. But after, at the end, I was expecting more attack from the guy, like sitting 5, 6, or 7 on GC, because they were really, really close. And nobody seems to attack except Morten, and makes things complicated because it seems to be I was the only one trying to hurt people there. So then if I had one or two guys trying with me, we could have maybe hurt Xeon more, but I mean, they were strong and they didn't panic at all, and they did what they have to do, and like, they raced like a big team, so they deserve it. And I'm leaving both really happy with what I did, and I couldn't race a better race with the team we had and what I had in the legs. So I'm pretty happy to finish again, and I would have to come back to win the race.
No, it's a great feat. I mean, no doubt. Another question. At the beginning of the race, when Ryan got away, where were you at that point? And were you thinking maybe to try to bridge up to him?
Yeah, no, it was good, but I couldn't go across right at the beginning because he had all his team together, so they would have just rode us back. Would have been interesting when we came across them, maybe to jump across, and then I didn't did that because he still have like 4 or 5 guys with him, so they would have rode us back. So the point was, we need to isolate the yellow jersey, and then after I could attack, but like, They were always there. So
the bottom line is they rode very well as a team.
Exactly, and when you got a strong team in number, like, you cannot beat a team alone. So that's how it works.
So talk to us a little bit about this Canadian team. What do you feel going forward?
I mean, we had a great team. The boys are really did the best they could for me. They had good motivation. I think they learned a lot around the week. They had the chance to roll all together in the front, and I could give them some advice. And I think they had a great experience, and I was happy the way they rolled for me. Like, they really did everything they could. I couldn't ask them better, you know, because like, they're not at the level I am, so I cannot ask them to roll the entire stage, you know. So we play our card with the best we could, especially in Megantic. And I'm sure we didn't have the strongest team, but we showed we were there, and we we were always in the breakaways and the good times, so the boys did great. And hopefully they learned a lot of things, and I'm happy the way they rode. And it was great to be here this weekend with the national team that made me confident, and we're going to know that make the project happen, because without we, nobody would have been here today. So thanks to all of them to believe in me and made a team for me.
Absolutely. And now going to the Canadian Championships a week from now, do you feel like you're coming into your peak?
No, it's not time to peak. Legs are good. They were going better and better along the week. I'm not going to be at my best at National. I'm not at my best right now.
When are you going to be? You're peaking for the Worlds?
No, earlier than that. But big goals. Next big goal for me is going to be Tour of Pologne. It's a World Tour race with AG Tour.
Okay.
As I climb better now, we'll try to do a good result there. World Tour points are really important for the World Tour team. So if I could grab a few World Tour points there, I would be happy to do well on the stage and maybe on the TT or GC. I don't know how it's going to play out there, but that's my next big goals. So I'm going to work toward that.
Well, congratulations again, Hugo, and best of luck going forward. Always a pleasure.